Today, right about now, I'm going to be joined by one Kira Garland. She is a multidisciplinary creative that lives right here in Sydney. She's a painter, poet, performance artist, musician, and a mystic, so clearly talented. And she's been really, really active in the local scene here and has been performing in the Celtic folk band DMT Pancake, as well as her own band, Kira Garland and the Truce. And today we're going to be discussing her work as curator for avant-garde events and her upcoming event this Sunday, The Divide. And Kira joins us on the line right now. Good afternoon, Kira. How are you?
Hi there. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. That's a hell of a skill set you've got there, I must say.
Thank you so much. I can't stop creating. It's honestly the thing that I live for. So it's amazing that I'm able to live a life like that. It's definitely a privilege.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dig in a bit more. So can you tell us exactly what is avant-garde events for the uninitiated amongst us?
Absolutely. So avant-garde events is basically a personal project that I founded in order to essentially curate exhibitions under this brand, and not just exhibitions that sort of throw artists together from different spaces, but rather actually exhibitions that have an overall concept. So some of the recent ones that I've done, the last one that I did before, the one that's coming up on Sunday, was called The Return of Fluxus, which was basically an exhibition which incorporated interactive artworks and essentially took inspiration from the Fluxus art movement, an art movement happening in the 1960s that really included lots of things like performance art and interactive sculptures that audience members could physically touch and alter. And essentially, I thought that was something that could really engage people, because I think oftentimes there's a bit of a barrier between the audience and the artwork itself. Like often there's, you know, a line in a gallery that says, you know, don't step beyond this line. But essentially, you know, not just with that event, but with the other events that I run, I look to bring multiple elements into exhibitions on the opening night. So like music, poetry, performance art, and other forms of performance that can basically reach all kinds of people and make them really inspired. And specifically, the different performances that I put on the open night also connect to the theme that the artists have explored in their artwork in the exhibition. So it all feels like it's part of one holistic moment that the audience can experience.
Yeah, it's certainly quite an event you've got on here. You're drawing on history, you're mixing genres and topics, but I think, yeah, at the heart of it all, I think it seems like it's about creating a strong sense of community. Is that community aspect kind of the major emphasis of your event curations?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I think creativity and creative community is so important for people in a world, you know, like ours, that is constantly being overrun in many ways by digital technology, which has a tendency to push people into isolation at times and feel like maybe they're just living in their phones and living in their own heads. And I feel like creative community has been so important to me in all these different aspects. And so putting on these events and curating these exhibitions for me is a way that I hope to give some of that community to other people too.
Certainly. It's all intertwined like that. And of course, with community, and you alluded to it earlier, comes that audience interaction aspect of your work. Can you give us a little bit of a, without, you know, spoiling too much, can you give us a little bit of a sense of what people attending can expect to be involved, like how they can be involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the previous event, at the Return of Fluxus, there was many ways for people to be involved. So for example, there was a sculpture where people could fit their hands inside gloves and interact with the little ceramic man inside. But also on the night, there was performance art that incorporate the audience. So, for example, Sophie, who's also in my band, Kira Garland and the Truths, played flute in a wedding dress and invited the audience to come up and paint her dress in all different colors. And the audience was a part of creating, turning this dress into an artwork. But at the Divide as well, the one coming up, there will also be audience participation, though I suppose it's its own unique concept as well. That is, not as connected to the Fluxus movement, but rather exploring ideas of the divide between, good and bad and dark and light and those kind of polarities. And in that exhibition, there will be performance art, where the performance artists are really, getting up close to the audience members. And I think performance art and, the performance art that I do and that I showcase at these events, I think it's especially powerful because it can really play that role of bridging the gap between, audience and the artwork itself, because the art is taking up physical space in the gallery itself.
Yeah, and like it's quite literally inclusive as well. I imagine, there would be messages of inclusivity in your work and you're quite literally having people involved. It's a really great thing to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think everyone here can tell that you put so much passion into this event. Is there anything else about the night that you would like to share or anything that you hope people take away from it once they've been?
Yeah, absolutely. So to speak a bit more about the upcoming event, The Divide, if you're interested in attending and you're listening right now, you can follow my page, Avant Garden Events. It's spelled AvantGarden underscore EVENTS on Instagram. And the event will be happening this Sunday from 6 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. And that will be happening at Alpha House Gallery, which is a gallery in Newtown. It's a very large and lovely space. And essentially the main concept of this exhibition is that it's actually about, the divide, as I previously mentioned, between light and dark. So one of the artists that I actually commissioned for this exhibition, called Maud, or with the artist name Spicy Noodle Stitches, is a textile artist who created a large-scale fabric installation that's 10 meters long that divides the entire gallery when you walk in. And on one side of that fabric installation, there is artwork that is all black and gray and especially has themes of suffering, death, peril, and sort of like the negative aspects of life, right? Then on the other side of that fabric, if you cross over, there's all artwork that is white and light and explores the positive aspects, potentially, pleasure, but also perhaps naivety and all of those different kind of things. So I really, for this exhibition, I looked to curate it in a very specific way, trying to find artists that not only had a specific color palette, and the whole exhibition is totally grayscale, like there's no color or anything, but also that spoke to these themes. And I think, a really, interesting thing I think you see with that as well is that, I think, it's about a theme that a lot of us are meditating on all the time. What do I see as good? What do I see as bad? But with a lot of the performance art that's on this night, specifically the performance art that I sort of came up with the concept for, I found the performance artist for the night to sort of create a performance work specifically that goes through this theme of the divide. And that work is called Divided. And in that work, one of the performance artists, is dressed in all white and the other is dressed in all black. But then by the end, they find a unity, whereas at the beginning of the performance work, there is a bit of a conflict, not to spoil the ending or anything. And I think, what I'm trying to say with this exhibition as well is, even though, there is such a polarity in life sometimes, and then you can feel like, there's so much good, but there's so much bad in the world itself. Also, both of those different sides are a part of the entirety of the human experience, and the unity, you know, is, you know, and experiencing that unity of these two opposites is really what makes us human.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the clock has got us, but thank you so much for coming on today, Kira. I think a lot of people will be really interested in checking your work out.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'd love to see a lot of people here attending the exhibition and the event. And if you do attend, definitely come up and chat with me. I hope you have a great time. And thank you so much for interviewing me and, you know, taking the time to hear me on air. I hope you have a great rest of your day and good luck.